Song. It's a fast one. It's a hand clapping song, if anybody is interested.
Bright morning stars arise. Thank you.
Weren't they great? I keep telling the audience over and over again that our next two singers, they don't mind that I point out the fact to you that they are blind, but oh, how much they see. They see with their hearts, and that's the best way of all. And it's from singers like Cousin Het and Cousin Tom that we learn. Let's welcome them now. Let's give them a great big hand.
We want to sing an old mountain hymn. We want you to join with us. It's called Lord, Lord, You've Been So Good to Me. And I think you can remember the chorus. It's Lord, Lord, You've been so good to me. Lord, Lord, You've been so good to me. And You've done what this world cannot do. So when we come to that, you sing with us. I think you all know it. Now let's try it once. Lord, 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 You've been so good to me. Come on.
Lord, Lord, You've been so good to me. And You've done what this world cannot do.
Now you save me when I was lost.
You saved me when I was lost. You've been so good to me. You saved me when I was lost. You've been so good to me. And You've done what this world cannot do.
Now everybody.
Lord, Lord, You've been so good to me. This world cannot do.
You healed me when I was sick. You've done so good to me.
You healed me when I was sick. You've been so good to me. And You've done what this world cannot do.
Now come on, folks.
Lord, Lord, You've been so good to me. Lord, Lord, You've been so good to me. This world cannot do.
You give me the Holy Ghost. You've been so good to me.
You give me the Holy Ghost. You've been so good to me.
And You've done what this world cannot do.
All right.
Lord, 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 You've been so good to me.
Lord, Lord,
You've been so good to me.
Thank you. I'm going to sing Michael Michael Montanaro. I've been a drain buff ever since I was 5 years old. And when I was seven, my mother used to let me sit down at the piano and play chords for her. And so she could sing in her beautiful voice this song, Life is Like a Mountain Railroad. I learned somewhere that it was written for the railroad men around 18, I think it was just below the Civil War, or just before or after, in that period. Anyway, this song was written.
Life is like a mountain railroad with an engineer that's brave. You must make a run successful. Watch the fields, the curves, the tunnels. Never falter, never fail. Keep your hand upon the clutch.
Thank you.
In just a few minutes, we're all going to go our separate ways, and we may not see each other again for another whole year. And we will pray for safety on the roads, and most of all, we will pray for Jesus to go with us all the way. So let us sing that song. I know you all know it. All you need to hear is the first line, which I will line like they used to do in the old days. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take thy cross and follow. Follow me. I can hear my Savior calling. Come on, ladies. I'll go with you through the valley. Judgment. I'll go with him to the judgment. He'll go with me all the way. He will give me grace and glory. Thank you for the part.
Well, somebody whispered to me over there that it's time for a Bible story. And I want to tell you the beautiful version, and I have no intention of being sacrilegious when I tell this story, but it's a beautiful one to share. Rourke Bradford set down the Bible stories as through the eyes of the early black people. And this is the story of the creation. Well, long time ago, things was different because there weren't no earth and there wasn't nothing nowhere. But every Saturday, the angels and the Lord would gather for a celestial fish fry. And one time they's having the fish fry, and everybody was standing round eating fish and hush puppies and bile custard. And all at once the Lord tastes some custard that didn't suit his taste. And he say, "This here custard ain't seasoned right. It ain't got enough firmament in it." "Well," say the mammy cooks, they say, "Excuse us, Lord, but we done used up all the firmament. We ain't got another drop in the jug. Well, the Lord say, "Seems to be like you've been using a mighty lot of firmament around here." He said, "I reckon I got a pass of miracle and make you some." And I bet I'm going to make enough this time to last a month of Sundays. So the Lord read back, and he passed a miracle, and he said, let it be some firmament. And when I say let it be some firmament, let it be a whole heap of firmament. Well, you just ought to see the firmament that was round there. There was so much of it that the little old cherubs was wading round in it and got wet. And the mammy angel say, well, Lord, now you look at here, you kind of overdone this. He say, we wanted some, but we didn't want too much. And I reckon we got to take these here cherubs home and dry them out. We don't dry them out, they'll get a buckaga. Oh, the Lord say, now, don't you take the cherubs away. He say, I'll just pass another miracle and dry out these here cherubs. So the Lord read back and he say, let it be the sun to dry out these cherubs. And there was the sun up in the sky. But the cherubs got dried all right, but quick as they got dried, they got wet again, because they was so much firmament. So the Lord say, well, looks like when I get the passing miracles, I get pretty brash. He say, now I got to pass another one to take off some of this here firmament. So he read back and he say, let it be the earth to hold this firmament. And there was the earth. And all that firmament drained in the lakes and the rivers and the streams, cause firmament ain't nothing but a fancy name for water. And there was the earth then, and he had a whole lot of dry land left over. And the Lord look around to see, he say, well, I reckon I got to get this here land worked now that I done made it. And he look around to see who he gonna get to work that land. And all them angels was mighty busy. Old Gable said, don't look at me, Lord. He said, I gotta be practicing on my horn all the time. I ain't got no time to do no field work. And so the Lord say, well, look at here, I reckon the next time I get to passing miracles, I won't be so brash. And so the Lord reached down and he took up a handful of dirt and he made it into a ball and he said, let this dirt be mankind. And there was a man. And the Lord say, what's your name, man? Adam, say the man. Adam which? Say the Lord. Just plain Adam, say the man. He say, you got a wife? He say, wife? He say, Lord, no, I ain't studying the women. He say, but the Lord say, I ain't gonna have no single men's running around all night, and next morning they'll be too tired to work. No, so I'm gonna change all that. So the Lord put old Adam back to sleep, and he took out a rib, and he turned that rib into a woman named Eve. And when old Adam woke up, there was Eve with her head beside of him on his pillow. And he said, where you come from, gal?
She say, no matter where I come from, I share, ain't I?
So Adam and Eve got married and settled down to raise a crop for the Lord. And one fine day, Adam was out plowing the corn, and Eve was walking down the big path with a bucket, picking some berries. And the Lord came walking down the road, and he said, good morning, Sis Eve. And she said, good morning, Lord. He said, you picking a few blackberries, I see. Yeah, she said, I thought I'd make up Adam a pie, cause he do like blackberry pie. And the Lord say, well, that's just fine. You make all the pie out of blackberries you want. But this one thing I don't want you to touch. I don't want you to touch the apples, because the crop is kind of scarce, and they's gonna bring a good price this fall. so stay out of the apple orchard. Well, now, that just goes to show you, no sooner do the Lord go down the road than a big old Highland moccasin snake come crawling through the fence. And Eve look at him, and she say, look at that old devil there. I'm going to mash his head. And so she pick up a rock, and she flung it at him, and blunk. Of course, being a woman, she couldn't throw straight. So she missed the snake and hit the apple tree, and down come a great big old putty ripe apple right in front of her. And she say, Lord, I must look at that, what I done. My, ain't it putty? Too putty for the hogs to eat. So she pick it up and she scrutinized it and she took a bite. And she said, well, it don't taste like much. I think I'll take it over and see do Adam want to eat it. And so she went over in the field where he's plowing and say, look here what I done brung ya. And he look at it and he say,
well, why don't you bring me something I like?
And she blubbers up and commences to cry. And she say,
you don't never like nothing I bring ya.
Well, now, when a woman turn on the tears, she gonna get some action out of the man. And he say, oh, honey, I was just funning with you. I just love apple. Give me that apple, and I'll eat it up. And so Adam ate the apple. And that ain't all. The Lord found out about it. And he see that to hush up her crying, Adam done bought Eve some new clothes, and he didn't like that neither. And so the last I knowed, the Lord had put Adam and Eve off the place, and they was down on the levee trying to make a living at 2 bits a day. Now let's welcome three singing sisters who have been singing for us since they were little girls, and you can see that they're growing up. The Overstreet Sisters from Belle, Florida.
We've got three gospel for you today, and the first one is Homeward Bound.
The paths of sin I wandered in had led my feet astray. Old Satan's lies had dimmed my eyes. I could not see my way. My ears were dull of hearing. My heart was stony ground. Said, child, turn around. He said, child, turn around. I found the way that leads to life and joy beyond compare. I found the cross where Jesus died and left my burdens there. Troubles all around. I'm headed for a better world, for I am homeward bound. Yes, I am homeward bound. Now the paths of sin I wandered in are no longer here today. Oh, Satan's lies don't dim my eyes, for I have seen the way. My heart's in tune with Jesus, child, turn around. He said, child, turn around. I found the way that leads to life and joy beyond compare. I found the cross where Jesus died and left my burdens there. Troubles all around. I'm headed for a better world, for I am homeward bound. Yes, I am homeward bound. Yes, I am homeward bound.
Thank you. Now we'll speed it up and sing Sweeter Gets the Journey.
Sweeter gets the journey every day. Serving Jesus really pays. I get happy in the heavenly way, cause sweeter gets the journey every day. I don't know about you, my friend. I don't know where your journey will end. But as for me and all of mine, we're gonna make that heavenly climb. Sure, I'll live forevermore. Never have a worry and I'll never have a care, because everything's gonna be happiness there. Sweeter gets the journey every day. Serving Jesus really pays. I get happy in the heavenly way, cause sweeter gets the journey every day. Some folks seek and they never find happiness and peace of mind. But I have peace within my heart, since with the Savior I've made a start.
Up to
that heavenly shore,
I'll live
forevermore. Never have a worry and I'll never have a care, because everything's gonna be happiness there. Sweeter gets the journey every day. Serving Jesus really pays. I get happy in the heavenly way, cause sweeter gets the journey every day. Sweeter gets the journey every day. Sweeter gets the journey every day.
Our last number is entitled Gone.
Yes, he's gone, and he lives forevermore. To the tomb of Jesus. The stone was moved and he had gone away. The angel said, fear not, I know whom seeking. But he is risen, this she heard him say. Too late to pray. Don't wait until his bride has been completed. Don't wait until you hear him say, it's to go home, to sit at the Father's side.
Father's side,
ooh, gone, over death triumphant, gone. Sin is defeated, gone, he lives forevermore. Yes, he's gone.
Thank you.
And now two more delightful people, singers, Peggy and Lee Kelly from Jasper.
First song we're going to do for you is a real old spiritual that expresses man's, I guess, hopes for a better life, or maybe it's called I Want to Die Easy When I Die. It might mean that he wants to progress further to an easier life, or that he's been easy, living easy, and wants to die that way. You can interpret it the way you would like, really. I wanna die easy when I die. I wanna die easy when I die. I wanna die easy when I die. Shout salvation as I fly. I wanna die easy when I die. I wanna meet Mother when I die. I wanna meet Mother when I die. I wanna meet Mother when I die. Shout salvation as I fly. I wanna die easy when I die. I want to see Jesus when I die. I want to see Jesus when I die. I want to see Jesus when I die. Shout salvation as I fly. I want to see Jesus when I die. I want to die easy when I die. I want to die easy when I die. I want to die easy when I die. Shout salvation as I fly. I want to die easy when I die. Thank you. The next song we're going to do for you is a song I learned at college at a folk mass called Kumbaya, whenever I can get my picks out. This song, I think, was originally written as Come By Here, or originally it was sung that way. And it got transported, I think, this is what I read, it got transported, I think, over to Africa, and the words got to Kumbaya. So if you want to sing it one way or the other way, go right ahead. You can help us with it. Goodbye.
Come by,
someone singing, Lord, Kumbaya. Someone singing, Lord, Kumbaya. Someone singing, Lord, Kumbaya. Someone's laughing, Lord, Kumbaya. Someone's laughing, Lord, Kumbaya. Someone's laughing, Lord, Kumbaya. Oh, Lord, Kumbaya. Someone's praying, Lord, Kumbaya. Someone's praying, Lord, Kumbaya. Someone's praying, Lord, Kumbaya. Oh, Lord, Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya. Kumbaya. I transposed the key there and I was just doing it in C. Now, the next one I know, it's called He's Got the Whole World in His Hands, and I'd like you all to sing along with it. It could be a good song if you help participate with it. The only two chords, and I can't mess it up.
He's got the whole world in his hands. 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 He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me, sister, in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got everybody here in his hands. He's got everybody here in his hands. He's got everybody here in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got Nixon and Agnew in his hands. He's got Nixon and Agnew in his hands. He's got Nixon and Agnew in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
The first time the Brewers sang for us, they were little bitty children. They come from Gainesville. They are very, very active. They've grown up in the First Baptist Church in Gainesville, and that was my church before I moved to White Springs and joined the Little Baptist Church here. So I feel like they're part of my family. Let's welcome the Brewers, brothers and sisters from Gainesville. And I think you'd be pleased to know that these children are all adopted as little ones. Isn't that wonderful? Let's give them a hand. You want it off? You want the mic in your hand?
We need one more mic. Hmm? We need another mic.
In the program, it says we're going to sing three songs. Well, we're going to cheat a little. We've been practicing four. And, you know, if you want to hear it, we got another one, too. So we're here to sing. And if you don't like it, all you got to do is say, you know, go on home. But first one we're going to sing is Standing on the Promises.
Thank you. riches of Christ my King. Through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises, standing on the promises of Christ my Savior. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises, I'm standing on the promises of God my Savior.
Is your burden heavy as you bear it all alone? Does the road you travel harbor danger yet unknown? Are you growing weary in the struggle of it all?
Jesus will help you when on his name you call. He is always there, hearing every prayer, faithful and true. Walking by our side, in his love we hide all the day long.
When you get discouraged, just remember what to do.
Reach out to Jesus, he's reaching out to you. So keep on standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to him eternally by love's strong cord. Overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword, standing on the promises of God. Oh, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
This song I'm going to keep on singing.
I'm gonna keep on singing, I'm gonna keep on shouting, I'm gonna keep on lifting my voice and let the world know that Jesus saves. I'm gonna keep on singing, I'm gonna keep on shouting, I'm gonna keep on lifting my voice and let the world know that Jesus saves. So many lonely people all over the world, the blessed words of Jesus they have never heard.
If I don't go,
if you don't go,
if we don't go,
how will they know?
I can't keep it to myself.
I gotta tell
somebody else.
I'm gonna keep on lifting my voice and let the world know that Jesus saves. I'm gonna keep on marching. I'm gonna keep on fighting. I'm gonna keep on lifting my voice and let the world know that Jesus saves. Your trumpets keep on sounding. Your bells keep on ringing. And everybody lifting your voice and let the world know that Jesus saves. I'm gonna keep on singing. I'm gonna keep on shouting. I'm gonna keep on lifting my voice and let the world know that Jesus saves. The whole world's got to know.
Jesus saves.
The black man's got to know.
Jesus saves.
The white man's got to know.
Jesus saves.
The rich man's got to know.
Jesus saves.
The poor man's got
Jesus saved.
Oh, everybody's got to know.
Jesus saves.
Next one we're going to sing is Walk With Me. Last one we're going to sing is Get All Excited. If you get excited, you can go ahead and sing with us, you know.
Get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings, King of Kings. Get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings, King of Kings. You talk about people, you talk about things that really aren't important at all. You talk about weather, you talk about problems we have here at home and abroad. But my friends, I'm excited about a solution for the world. I'm gonna shout and sing, it's Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings. Get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus
Christ is King. Get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings. That Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings. That Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings.
We're getting carried away. We got one more song we want to sing, and it's called One Thing I Know, and it's written by a real good friend of ours, and we're going to sing it for him.
Let's give them another hand. An old-timey folkway that's almost passing into oblivion is done by our friend Frank Mitchell from over Lake City Way. You don't see shoeshine boys on the street anymore. And sometimes they've been relegated to the barbershops and the shoeshine, the parlors. They used to be real fine shoeshine parlors. And each man would vie with the other to who could out-pop that rag and out-rhythm the rhythm. Well, Frank is the last of the rag poppers, I do believe. Let's welcome Frank Mitchell and his boss, Mr. Capel of Capel's Shoe Shop, to the stage. Oh, and George is going to accompany on the mouth harp. Well, I expect he'll set up back there a little bit, and you all can talk to him. A festival that's held way up on the Vermont-New York line tried to lure Frank up there, and he was real funny about that. He wasn't about to go to Yankee Land in the first place, but he put it off on his wife. He said his wife didn't want him to go. And we just think he's great. He's a fine fella. So's his boss. And so are the mates.